Okay, here we are, segment number two. There's a story that I can't tell you. And I know you hate when that happens, but it's for the best that I don't tell you. But today's biggest story, some of you got the email. If I got it, I know some of you got it. And I quickly, in my anger, sat down and did a 40-minute rant. Probably said too much, but I didn't say half of what I could have said. But anyway, we at the moment have the 40-minute rant, angry rant. It's just kind of on deck, to use a baseball term. Because last night I got a nasty email that had some accusations in it. And there was a kind of a timetable on when the accusations would hit. And I know the smart thing to do is to not comment. So that's what I'm going to do right now. There is a story that does not need to be told. You know how you're always hearing about a story that needs to be told? A story that cries out to be heard? This is not one of those. This is a story nobody needs to hear. But oftentimes, when a gun is put to one's head, one is forced to speak. We are not there yet. We might not get there. It would be best for all if the story was not told. But the first reply salvo set to go. So, today's top story will remain under wraps. But those of you who got the email, you know what I'm talking about. So we'll go on to a story I am eager to tell. Oh, before we do that, we had a little poker game the other night. That's Poker, P-O-K-E-R, Texas Hold'em. Game of Champions. This is the one where you lose your house. This is the big one. I mean, you can't get any bigger than this because at one point in the game, it's pretty cool. At one point in the game, anybody, you got to wait your turn. But when it comes to you, you can say the words, all in. And that means there's no limit. If Bob bets $20 and Fred behind him bumps him up to 50, Mike to his left can say, I will raise you $1 million. And at that point, you either put in every chip you got, and that means you're all in just like he's all in, or you get the hell out of Dodge. So, Texas Hold'em. It is a game for really crazy people. I mean, if you got a job, if you got kids, if you have a future, you don't need to be playing this kind of poker because this is way crazy. But if you're, you know, if you've got a $2 million, whatever, $3 million home paid for, and you got a couple million in the bank, and you got a couple million you can still play with, now you can play cards. Okay. So, we had the first Bart Cup poker game Saturday night, and boy, did we have a good time. There's about six, seven of us. Everything seemed to work real good. It's really, the guy who wrote the software, it's as, whatever's the word, it's as good at acting. I know that's not a technical term, but it's as good acting software as I've ever seen. As far as they're dealing with people from all over the globe, this is, okay, where it's partypoker.com is where we play. And I'm sitting here in Oklahoma. I can be playing Brew in Seattle. I can be playing Drew, D-R-E-W, in Switzerland. I can be playing anybody, anywhere. You can have, there's up to 10 people per table. So just think, you can have people from all five, six continents there, and you're gambling. And the software, it's just hard to, it's rare that you see software that works, but since they're dealing with lots and lots and lots of money, they have to, you know, this is like bank software. It has to work. It's like PayPal software. It just has to work because there's so much money involved. Okay, so we're playing a little poker. When you sign up, you got your choice. You know, if you're in on this hand, they prompt you, do you want to call, or do you want to raise, or do you want to fold? But we won't go there. Where also we won't go is the idea that I promoted the game. Someone pointed out, we don't need to have old Bart in jail on a conspiracy to commit gambling, whatever bullshit charge the churches will come up with. Jesus Christ, get off my back. I want less government. You know what I mean? I can't gamble with my friends because that's against the law to gamble, but I can buy 100 shares of Microsoft when it's at 90. I bought the Hard Rock Island for $3,000 and lost $40,000 in it. Now, you don't think that's a gamble? I ain't never lost $40,000. I've never lost $1,000 in a casino, but I lost $40,000 in a live rock and roll club. And when I owned the train station, I only lost $4,000 there. Now, look at my track record. It's in some ways, it's like George W. Because my first venture out, I lost $40,000. My second venture out, I lost $4,000. So I figure my next venture out, I might make money. The only catch is I hope that happens before I'm like 85, you know. You watch. I'll be on my deathbed, and I'll hit the damn lottery when I'm 89, and the doctor says I'm in my New Year's Eve of my life, then I'll hit the damn lottery. Yeah, you watch. On the poker deal, we do not want to promote the poker game, but it kind of has to be legal. Okay, the Discovery Channel owns the Travel Channel. And when you watch the Travel Channel Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Tulsa time, they have poker every night. And it's damn exciting poker, too. 2 hours worth of poker. I kind of hate this, but every show they explain how it works. And, you know, they give you profiles of the players. I mean, hey, deal of cards. Trust me, poker players, deal of cards. I don't know who likes to watch the little, you know, the little funny stories. Like the Olympics, you know, show the girls twirling on the bar. Don't tell me that her grandfather's got cancer and she's here for him. Show the damn twirler on the bar. Deal the cards. That's how it's supposed to work. Okay, so you're watching the card game on the Travel Channel, and they go to commercials and say, hey, you want to play poker with your friends? Go to partypoker.com, and you can play with your friends right away. So you go there, and then when you get there, they say, you want to play for real money or pretend money? And you can't play poker for pretend money. You can't do it. It's worse than kissing your sister. If five of us are playing poker, and we're not playing for real money, that means I'm going to bet $2 million. You're going to raise me $5 million. Oh, yeah? Well, I'll bet you raise you $25 million. Well, then you're going to raise me $100 million. I mean, we don't have a poker game here. That's a hand job is all that is. Poker is when you say, I'll bet $5 I got a hand better than yours. And the other guy can either say, if you're willing to bet $5, I imagine you do have a better hand. Or you can say, I don't know. I've caught you lying a few times. Are you lying now? Or you say, I'm sure you're lying. I got your five and another five behind it, says you're lying. Now see, that's poker. And that's what I was saying in my rant that I did the other day about you use that every moment of your life. Anything you do in your daily, Jesus, whether it's ordering a cheeseburger or anything at all that you ever do, there's an element of bluff in it. If the guy, the little greasy guy at McDonald's, he's either going to wait on you or the other guy who just showed up, you got to bluff a little bit. Hey, I'm here. Hey, serve me, boy. You know, you got to bluff a little bit. You got to assert yourself. If you go around with the meek and mild Clark Kent routine all the time, they're just going to walk on you and end up with nothing. If you're a good poker player, homicide detectives, you ever watch, you know, like on the show Homicide or on NYPD Blue or some of the other shows where they get you in the box and they got to break you? That's where you want a poker player. You got to be able to look a guy right in the eye. You know, guys say, oh, man, I didn't even know the guy. I was just standing there. You know, some other dude shot him. You got to be able to look him right in the eye and see if he's got a full house or if he's got a pair of twos and a pair of fours and he's got nothing. Again, that poker, it'll round you out. If you're good at poker, my brother-in-law is very, very good at poker. He's not professional or anything, but he's one of those guys that any time during the game, you can ask him how many threes are out. And before you can finish the tee and out, he'll tell you how many threes are out. You know, he's one of those guys. Now, his oldest son is named Mike. But he taught Mike to play poker when he was a little kid, like 3 or 4. And that son of a bitch is sharp. You don't want to play poker with Mike. I hadn't played with Mike as an adult, but I know that when he was 5 years old, he knew the odds, what beat what. He knew the terms. He knew, not only, it's not a memorization thing, it's you got to understand the game. You understand why he would bluff now, but he didn't bluff before, you know. If you're the first guy to declare, that's a bad time to bluff. You say, yeah, I got the big badass hand, and there's five people behind you. Well, gee, what if they all got badass hands? Now you're the idiot. But if they ask the four people in front of you, do you have a good hand, and they say no, then you say, boy, I got the big hand. You start shoving chips in, and they get scared. See, it's a whole thing. It's like a battlefield deal, when to attack. You attack when the guy doesn't expect it. You attack when he's at his weakest, et cetera, et cetera. And here I go. I have a tendency to get off in these little rants. Had a great time playing poker. We do not promote the poker games because we do not want to get a RICO statute for some bullshit Tulsa County attorney gambling statute, something conspiracy, whatever. So far we got Saturday and Tuesday nights, or poker nights. And if one wanted to play some harmless poker, one could go to partypoker.com. Now, it takes an hour to sign up or something, so don't wait till 8:45 to sign up. But if you want to play some poker on Saturday or Tuesday nights, 9 p.m. Central, the word Central is very important. So if you show up then, we'll have a game. If it's popular, you know, we might have to add a third game. Now, Wednesday night is when they have the real poker on the real TV. That's when these guys are shoving the $500,000 at a time into the pot. Now, you talk about tension. This guy's got a pair of kings hidden. This guy's got a pair of queens hidden. A pair of queens is a great hand. It's a great hand. So when you get a pair of kings and a pair of aces on the deal, these guys, they're both wanting to shove hundreds of thousands of dollars, literally, into the pot. It's always a shock to the guy, because when you get a pair of queens, you feel like King Kong, and then you hear the guy behind you, he calls your bet, and it's like, oh, gee, does he have a pair of twos, or does he have a pair of kings? I mean, you just have no clue. That's why they call it gambling. You gamble with your odds. In closing, one of the first major games that I talked about, either on the page or I forget, the second hand, the guy won $513,000 with a pair of twos. Now, that takes balls. They have a pair of twos and put in $500,000,000. We paid $53,000 for Barcott Manor way back in the day. Now to think that that's 10 houses almost that this guy won with a pair of twos. To win 10 houses with a pair of twos, that's remarkable. That's what is partly fascinating about poker. The other thing about poker, anybody can win. You can be mostly blind. You can be stupid. You can be old. You can be Arnold Schwarzenegger. At your peak, you know, anybody, but at the poker table, everything's equal. That's poker. So, anybody wants to know the poker, go to partypoker.com on Saturday and Tuesday nights at 9 p.m. Look for the Barcott private table. Password is Chinaco, C-H-I-N-A-C-O, Chinaco. Might have to end the segment here. Going to end segment two on the Chinaco. And ordinarily we'd have a song here, but you don't like music.